again, I think that the really fatally stupid decision was made here. And, you know, I won't hold back. I'll say the names. Larry and I agreed with the guys from the record label. This was after the EP with Trainable had come out, and it was on Trans City Records, and the first 1,000 copies sold really fast, so they printed another 5,000. And as recently as, I think, 2014 or 2011, somebody called me and said, hey, your record's over at Encore and Cutouts. You want to come over and buy it? And it's like, yeah, I'll buy that because my copy's kind of worn. But they printed another 5,000 copies. And the guys from the label were very adamant that they wanted us to continue as Retro, with or without Jim. And Larry and I thought, well, you know, duh, of course we're going to record. Well, of course we're going to continue as Retro, because he just printed 5,000 copies of this record, and the record's doing well, and they want us to support the record. And, you know, Martin and Ralph were just adamant that without Jim, we could not continue as Retro. And this became like, there was kind of a really tense meeting with the guys from the record label, and they were just furious with us, not, you know, with the guys who were holding out. But, you know, they persisted, and that's, you know, they got their way, and we then continued briefly as we did one gig under the name Big Day, and then we changed our name to Assembly, and we played out for about another 6 months. We ended up, our rehearsal space ended up getting broken into, and my guitar and amp were stolen, and two synthesizers that I also owned were stolen. And we were sharing the rehearsal space with Trainable at that time. And John Erskine, who was their singer, owned a simple little PA. It was basically just a board, an amp, and some monitors. And all of that stuff was stolen too. So all of John's gear and all of my gear disappeared. And we continued for about 6 weeks after that with, like, borrowed amps and stuff. But it was like, nah, we gave up after that.